Yo, what's up, everyone? It's your boy Destro, Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. What's good, everyone? Hope everyone's having a good day, night. It is 3:52 on a Friday, early Saturday morning. I'm just, you know, doing the shits on my shits that I gotta do it at my shits. So, you know, doing my thing. It's my Friday, thank God. I got a nice little 3-day weekend. Hope everyone had a good 4th, good safe 4th of July. Mine was supposed to be epic and great. If you listen to my last my last episode, my last pod, goddamn, I can't talk. I was excited. I had a 4-day weekend. I was gonna have a huge pool party, have a blast, this and that. And it didn't suck, but excuse me. And fucking waking up that morning, all of a sudden, see my little girl, and her nose is running like a faucet, sneezing, coughing. I was like, fuck, of all the days to be sick, you gotta be sick on the 4th of July. So yeah, that kind of threw a wrench in our whole plans for the day. We had to end up calling everyone, letting them know, because, you know, they didn't want to bring their kids over to, you know, get sick around another kid, especially we're still, you know, in this whole COVID thing going on. So ended up just being, instead of like a whole bunch of people and swimming, it ended up just being like immediate family and no swimming, because if we would have went swimming, then my little girl would want to go swimming and she can't because she's sick. I wanted her to go swimming, but my wife said no. So that was it, but it was all right. It wasn't that bad. We barbecued. Got a little tipsy. Me and my brother-in-law drank a good amount. enough to bed. I was in bed for about 2 days. So, but yeah, it was a good 4th of July. My brother-in-law brought a fireworks over. We had set off some fireworks, and yeah, we had some burgers, some hot dogs. I fucked up the burgers. I don't know. I think I was drunk already by that time. It came out super raw, so I had to fucking put them all back on a grill. But other than that, it was okay. It could have been a lot better. I wish, you know, it would have been more fun going to the pool all day. But, you know, it's all good. I ain't gonna lie, I did sneak in a dip in the pool when my daughter was, like, inside and not looking. So I just jumped in real quick and jumped back out. But, yeah, it was cool. So, yeah, that was my 4th. Hope you guys had a good 4th. I'm excited. Conor McGregor tonight. I'm off. I get to watch it. I'm debating if I should buy it at home or go to a bar and watch it. I might go to a bar because it's a lot cheaper. I'm debating it. We'll see. So yeah, that's going to be good. I want to watch Argentina, Brazil. That's going to be good too tonight at 5. And then Neymar versus Messi. I think if I had to put money on it, I'm kind of torn, man. I don't know. I know Argentina's got the team. But I don't even know what the odds are. But I'd say Messi's been cursed with winning titles, man. So I don't know. I might have to go with Brazil. But we'll see. I don't know yet. I'll decide that when I make my picks later on today. And then Italy, England tomorrow. That's gonna be good. Italy should win. We'll see. My wife's super excited. She's Italian. Loves soccer. So we actually had to push back our daughter's birthday party. Which is supposed to be tomorrow, but since they're playing, we pushed it back for 1 week because my wife said her whole family will not show up because the game's on. So go figure. It is what it is. It's all good. I told her I remember that next time there's a big game and we have something to do. So it's all good. Yes. So that's it for sports. Baseball. Padres are still doing good. Camarena, I think it was, for the Padres, fucking hit a grand slam. His very first time up bat coming up from, he's a pitcher, by the way, coming up from the minors to the Padres. That was fucking awesome. He's a hometown boy, too, from San Diego. That's nuts. So that was pretty dope. That happened, like, a couple nights ago. It's pretty cool. That's it for that in sports. Let's see, and then we got next, music. I haven't been up on music, guys. I'll be honest with you, just haven't been up on it. I heard one new song today. Post Malone. It's called Motley Crue. He's actually got what's his name? What's the guy's name? had the video with Pam Anderson. He's got him, anyway, got him in his video from Motley Crue, the drummer. I forgot his name, man. That sucks. Anyway, it's pretty good, actually. I like it. It's catchy. It's a good song. Post Malone, it's a first cut off his new album that's coming out. I don't know the name of the album. And, yeah, other than that, I don't know. What else is there to talk about? Stuff, life going on, off and on. My daughter just turned 3. She's a handful, but I love her. And I feel like sometimes she gets scared of me. I try not to raise my voice anymore these days. I try to just, talk to her like a normal person and not have her scared of me, because she always says, she's been saying lately, she's scared of me, and that sucks. I don't hit her. I never would hit her, but when I get upset, I get loud, and I can only imagine my big ass scaring her tiny little ass, being loud. So I told her I'm sorry if and when it ever happens, but I've been working on it lately. So, my wife's a lot better than that than I am. She's very calm. So, yeah. Shut up, light. I don't know. I was just sitting here, just think about the old days. That something came on the radio talking about, like, the 90s. And that's how old I am. And, like, someone said some story, like, we used to go to TJ and party all the time. And Rosarito, Papa's and Beer. And, man, that brought up some memories, man. Like, good times that you sat back down there back in the day. It's fun times, man. It was fun times. I would go all the time to TJ. For those of y'all don't know, I don't know what it is now, but back in the 90s, you gotta be 21 to drink in the United States. And in TJ, you gotta be 18 to drink. So when I was from 18 to 21, I was in TJ almost every weekend, drinking and partying up. And it was cheap. It was like fucking $5 or $10 all you can drink. You get paid $5 or $10 to get into the bar, and it's all you can drink, literally. And they don't close till 5 or 6 in the morning. So yeah, it was pretty crazy. But yeah, those days are long gone. It was fun times back then. Good times, crazy stories. I'm surprised I never got, knock on wood, thank God I never got locked up down there or anything, man. All the stupid shit I did. So yeah. So that's a little trip down memory lane. But yeah, other than that, I don't know. I can't think of anything else to talk about, so I'll probably cut it short. Talked about sports, betting. Oh, as far as betting on the McGregor fight, I guess Poirier is a favorite in this. McGregor's plus 100. I think I might have to go with that. I'm sorry. I think McGregor might win. We'll see. I know he got knocked out last time, but I don't know. I'm gonna make that decision again tomorrow, but I'm leaning towards McGregor on this one. So, yeah, the weigh-ins were pretty funny. He tried to kick him. McGregor tried to kick Poirier. I don't know how to pronounce his name, guys, so sorry if I'm fucking it up. So, yeah. I think that's it. I'm reading a book on Jay-Z. It's okay. I forgot the author of it. But it started out good. Starting to break down his life and his details, to his rap music, his lyrics and stuff. And then it started, like, towards the end of it, started going on a tangent about Martin Luther King. And, like, how he was, like, a womanizer, and not a womanizer, but he cheated on his wife and, like, had a mistress and all this, and like, I don't know, he had all these, these things that he hid from the public. I don't know if they did it. I never knew about it, but he talks about that a lot, like, King was, he was not a perfect guy. He cheated on his wife, this and that. So I don't know, it's interesting. I'm almost done with it. Next book I want to get into is by David Goggins, or I think it's, I don't know if it's Goggins or Joggins. He's an ex-Navy SEAL that's big on fitness, and it's called Can't Hurt Me. So I already got that book on deck. I'm ready to read that one next. So this one isn't that good. It's all right. So I'll let y'all know how that goes. Excuse me, my throat's all fucked up. So yeah, other than that, I think that's it. Oh, great. This guy wants to talk to me. All right. Here we go. What's up, buddy? Maybe 1 second, guys. I don't know what he wants to do. All right. All right. Hey, what's up, man? What's up? You good? I know. I hear you. I had a cup of coffee, so I'm awake right now, but It'll probably go away in the next, like, hour or so. Yep. I hear you. I know. Like I said, I'm good, but, like, around 5, 5:30, that's when I'm like, ugh. I need to go, like, take a nap or something. I hear you. Yeah, I know. Yep. Yes, sir.
12 every day.
Yep. I know. Tell me about it. It's crazy.
When you get home,
yeah.
Yeah,
although if you want to come back around, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to get at least 8 hours of sleep, but.
Yeah.
I never do. I get maybe 4 or 5. That's it.
Yeah, same here. I get like 5. That's it. I gotta wake. I wake up after that. I can't sleep anymore.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, man.
You get home, it's like fucking 12 o'clock, and then I try to take a shower, and maybe you might sit down and eat a little bit or watch a little TV, and then go to bed like maybe 1, 2, and then.
Yeah, I know.
When you wake up,
you're back to work.
It's like
you live here.
So,
you know? I hear you. Yeah, man. Well, hopefully it goes by quick, man. Shit. Ugh. You know where our breaking officer is? Is it Pablo?
Pablo.
All right, cool.
I know. It's going to be Hernandez.
Hernandez?
Yeah, I think they told him to.
Who's that? Which one? Is he day shift?
Or? Lobby.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. All right, gotcha.
Yeah, I think he's going to come out and
do the top. Oh, okay.
Because she's doing central, I think, and she got like ABC grades.
Gotcha. Two, so. Okay. That's cool. All right.
Okay.
Well, shit. Yeah, we'll try to drive around. Stay awake, man. Fuck.
Huh?
Oh, you telling me? I know. I'd take a nice long nap.
Yeah.
I hear you.
So
I know, man.
Like crazy, you might crash.
I know, man. Yep. Stay awake. All right, guys. That's my my coworker. It's 4 o'clock in the morning right now, guys. So we're kind of tired. If you didn't know, I work the graveyard shift, so he's talking about he needs to sleep. I'm like, I hear you. I do too, but I took some caffeine, so I should get me for a good hour. We'll see. All right, for those of y'all that work midnight shift, I know y'all feel my pain. Hopefully I get on this day shift soon. But. All right, that's enough, guys. I'll cut it short. If you guys have any feedback, you know, hit me up. My email is on the on my podcast. It's 2PRSONCOUCH, 2PRs on the couch, @gmail.com, or leave a voicemail on this thing. You can actually leave a voicemail on this through this app. All right, so till the next time, guys. Hope you guys have a good rest of your week. Enjoy the fight, and that's it. Yeah, God bless. It's your boy Destro, Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. Peace out.